I think most of you participate. One week session from tomorrow. So far, we have been practicing counting breathing or following breathing. But maybe tomorrow, from tomorrow, in 1 week session, we will, you know, practice. I want to explain, you know, what is skantaza. Skantaza is, as you know, just to sit. Just to sit. But there is, if you, you know, it is not proper, or it is not enough to say just to sit. For an instance, you know, everything is just there, you know. Things are just where they are. But that is not enough. If we say just things are just where they are, the relationship between things is ignored. When we think about the relationship between things, we will reach the idea of one whole being. You know, we say things, but actually things are already some divided materialistic and idealistic being. So before we have, when we have idea of things, you know, we actually have the idea of one whole being. And one whole being exists in the state of a divided being. And that is actually how things exist. And things are incessantly, you know, changing. So, you know, time span, things is not just things as they are. It is changing as a one whole being. This point is should be understood when we practice Zazen. So Dogen Zenji says, if your practice does not include everything, that is not right practice. That is why we, you know, bow to Buddha and why we, you know, call our practice a practice of Buddha's practice, not your practice. But usually, in counting breathing or following breathing, as no, you feel as if you are doing something. You know, you are following breathing, and you are counting breathing. This is, why counting breathing or following breathing practice, it's, you know, for us, it is some preparatory practice for skandhas. Because for most people, it is rather difficult to sit, you know, just to sit. When we haven't good, you know, breathing, it is rather difficult to just to sit. Of course, even though you have pain in your legs, that is just to sit. You know, pain should be just pain. Not much extra fancy interpretation of pain. My legs, if you say my legs, and that is extra. Legs is enough. Then pain is just pain, you know. If you say pain, the pain includes everything. And if pain exists just like pain as a whole being, that is not pain anymore. If there is nothing but pain, what is it? That is Buddha. Actually, you know, but it is rather difficult to accept actual pain in that way. And as soon as you have pain, you want to, you know, escape from it. Immediately you are involved in idea of self already. So that is not just to sit. So Dongen Zenji's Fukanza Zengi, he says, originally we are enlightened. Why is it necessary to sit? There's not necessary to sit. Even though we don't sit, we are practicing Zazen originally. but he says, if there is slightest, and this is not literal interpretation, but translation, but if there is a slightest idea of self, you know, the true practice, you know, will change into, you know, quite different practice. Skandhasa cannot be any more skandhasa. If slightest idea appears in our zazen, even though our practice is not perfect, if we haven't, you know, any idea of self, in other words, if we completely devote ourselves to the practice, to the Buddha's practice, then without having any idea of self, that is skandhas. And that is how we devote ourselves to our practice. And to have this kind of spirit is to have way-seeking mind. So, if we want to practice skandhasa, first of all, we should devote ourselves completely to the practice, practice of Buddha. So for us, it is necessary by all means to give up the idea of self and devote ourselves completely to the Buddha's practice. That is why we wear the, robes. That is why we bow to Buddha. So, on the other hand, we know, how much idea of self we have. When you do something, immediately we are involved in idea of self. The other day, I think you have, most of you, listened to Chao Kang. Svana Dhamma Asudi, he has caricature of him. He was explaining very well about skandhasa. But because he has not much time, so he belongs to, he doesn't belong to our tradition. So he didn't explain what is, how we complete skandhasa. Instead of how putting emphasis on practice, without giving up the idea of self and devote ourselves completely to the Buddha. He explained stage of, attainment. And that is, if we, acknowledge the stages, that is still, it means that there is idea of self, this stage, that stage. Who attained this stage? You attain, or I attain, first stage, second stage, third stage. But when we give up idea of self, there is no stage. Whatever, there is no complete practice or incomplete practice. Because whatever we do, if there is no idea of self, that is it. And he explained it very carefully. about this point. I think you could understand what he meant. How idea of self arises in our everyday life, and how we should understand our thinking mind, which we have in the first stage of practice, you know. And Buddha supposed to talk about Dhamma in his, you know, first stage, where he has still, you know, thinking mind, pure thinking mind. Pure thinking mind is, you know, without idea of self, you know. Mind moves, you know, like a wave, like waves, one after another. But there's no idea of self. In that stage, you know, we have pure thinking. Why we say pure thinking is because there's no idea of self. That is to say, the images you have in practice, you know, in Zazen, various images will, you know, come up from the subconsciousness, you know. That is how, you know, you have images in your mind in Zazen. But if images is just images and no idea of self is involved in it, oh, I have a terrible image. I must get rid of it. That is already, you know, idea of self. So we say, when some images come, let it come up, and let it vanish, or let it sink down. That is how, you know, we practice shikantaza. When you hear a sound, you know, just hear the sound. Don't be bothered by it. It may come from this ear and go out from the other ear. That is shikantaza. And you shouldn't try to be so even. Just sit. That is so important practice. To obtain clear mind and to be free from various difficulties we have, or to live without creating problems for us. We are always, you know, creating problem. I say homemade problem. Special, you know, problems. You know. Very tasty problems. It is not just food, you know, very tasty problems. So if possible, you know, we should not create so tasty food, putting too much sugar, something like that. Something too fancy is, you know, same as something ugly. We say, in Japanese, we say, sugitaru wa oyobazaru ga gotoshi. Too much is same as too little. Same as not too much. Not much. If it is too much, that is, maybe that is worse than not enough. And this kind of, you know, practice is called a middle way. Middle way, not too much, or not enough, just right. That is middle way. Or in Tendai, we say tentative. K means tentative, tentativity. The thing we don't, you know, acknowledge things, you know, something, some with any substantial idea. It is something tentative, you know. Because they are changing. Even though we observe things objectively, you know, when we observe things objective world, we immediately seek for the relationship between things, you know, how A is related to B or C, and how the things related to ourselves, to ourselves. At that moment, the self is one of the objective being. You are observing you, you know, objectively. So that is already projected self. And you, you know, relate objective self to, you know, A or B or C and many beings, and seek for relationship. That is how pure thinking works, you know. So self is there, not here. And self is always this side, not the other side. And self is not something different from objective world. So there's no objective world or subjective world. That which exists is one whole being, which is moving constantly. That is Dhammakaya Buddha. And if we observe more objectively, that is uh, Sammakaya Buddha or Nimakaya Buddha maybe. But those three bodies are one, not different. So in this way we practice Zazen with this kind of idea, giving up all the idea of self, we practice Zazen. That is background of Shikantaza. So intellectually, you should clear understanding of things, and subjectively, we should try to have best posture with best breathing, you know. When we devote ourselves in despair, that is Shikantaza. Some more time. If you have some question, practical question, please ask me. Hi.
Yeah, I can't attend session the whole week because I have to work. I was wondering if I would just be able to come and sit in the mornings very early.
Yeah, I think so. Have you applied?
For the session? No. I should sign up?
As we have, you know, maybe 100. But not enough seat, you know. So I don't know what to do.
We couldn't see, and we hope there'll be room for occasional sitters, but people who are sitting only occasionally shouldn't stay for meals. Should take their meals, that will confuse the kitchen too much. Chances are tomorrow morning there may not be seating available for other than those who have signed up for the whole session or have made arrangements to attend part of it. We just have to see how it goes. Once we fill up all the area that we have, we may be able to come up in the lounge and have a small set of the lounge, but we may not be able to do that also, because we won't have enough bathrooms. Those of you who are attending the session and have your own bathrooms, if you could bring them with you, hands out in front, and mark them so that you could take them back at the end of the session. Everyone who has signed up for the whole session will be assigned a seat.
Hi.
Session means to gather one's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that?
I don't know exactly, you know. But session is to govern. That is not so appropriate name, I think, you know, it is something to control mind. But actually, as I told you right now, it is different. The effort we make is not, you know, something to do something or to govern our mind or control our mind. To do it, you know, just do it without any idea of self is, you know, more like, you know, more appropriate interpretation of sitting. Of course, you know, to have good shikantaza, we have preparatory zazen, you know, from old time, you know, we have technical term, kompunjo. Kompunjo means to enter, you know. That is started from Theravada practice, you know, to prepare for the first stage, or second stage, or third stage. They practice some special practice. Those practice is not the practice of the first stage, or second stage, or third stage, but to prepare for those stages. So in 1 week session, maybe, you know, you may have, you know, some practice to prepare for, you know, a good shikantaza. I think that is very good point, you know. We should not mix up pure zazen and kompunjo, preparatory zazen. Kon is, you know, king, near, you know. Pun is divided. So, it is not the pure practice itself. It is different. It is divided practice from the pure practice. But it is very near to the real practice. So, kon, pun, jo. But if you have complete understanding of zazen, kompunjo can be pure practice. Some other questions? Uh-huh. Yeah, good question. The effort, you know. Mm-hmm. I had, for a long time, I had that problem. And but I didn't ask anyone about it, you know. But the effort, you know, to continue, you know, the practice is allowable. To make a practice pure is effort. To make a practice pure is allowable. If something comes out, you know, let it come up, come up. Without some effort, you cannot do that. If you, you know. Yes, you know, stuff is unexpected. But if it stands just like this, it is not our practice. When it is supported by, you know, invisible, you know, relationship, then this is completely supported. So how we keep, you know, those invisible relationship is maybe belief or prayer. Let me have pure practice. Even though we don't know what it is. It's too much to know, you know, the relationship. But let me be like this. That kind of effort is necessary. If it doesn't, you know, go this way or that way, it doesn't be like this. It is not, it cannot be like this. And so when you are zazen, you know, there must be that kind of feeling. Why? That is why we stretch our neck, you know, as if your head is going upwards to the heaven. And your back should be straight, as if your back is deeply rooted to the center of the earth. That kind of feeling should be in Shikantaza. That kind of feeling is not the feeling, no. When we intensify our practice, but you know, some spiritual feeling. Thank you very much.